Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 9, episode 12.
I'm pretty back from Christmas break.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, the break was nice.
I know.
Sorry if you missed us.
That's why we're a day late. It's kind of like it was weird to to schedule.
Yeah, but honestly, this episode, when I say this episode made me like make the face of like, what the fuck is happening so many times. I fucking cracked up this episode.
It was like a spider web, like we were all over the place, but not in chaotic way. Like there was some great flashbacks. Both flashbacks and the like Ariana security cam footage, like random little tidbits I was like, oh my gosh.
What's happening? The editing was insane. Also, I had a lot of question marks where I was like, what's going on? What's happening? And then I would get explained after and I'd be like, oh.
And just like knowing what we know now about both the couples, it's like this one was interesting to watch knowing that two couples are not together.
I know, nuts. But we'll get into it. But first, check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, which is coming back in January. So be ready.
God, it's like literally in 2 weeks.
I know. I never fucking stopped. We're going to overlap for a few weeks. I know it. Also, join our Facebook group. It's kind of lame, but a lot of people are joining and I feel really bad. So I'm going to say, like, if you really want the tea, go to our Instagram, at Vanderpasta. I put up some polls. I'm a little late. I'm so sorry, but I'm back on my game. I'm back here. The Instagram's going to get popping.
December was a weird month. So give us a break.
December was strange. And then also join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. For the mere price of $1 a month, you get access to all of our fun pre-shows. Honestly, if you want to kill a fucking hour, listen to the pre-show we just did because we don't shut up. It's mostly me, but I don't shut up. And then you get any episodes that we record early that mainly pertains to when we go back and do old seasons, but sometimes it's new seasons, like just go join, get all of our episodes right away. For $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to any after shows that we do. We do those when we go back and watch old seasons so we can talk about Bravo news and spoilers to keep everyone up to date. Also, we will say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Dustin, Jackie, Tiffany, Tracy, Danae, Gina, Kelsey, Mariah, and Zoe.
Woohoo!
Okay. And then, and thank you. Sorry, I should be more grateful. Thank you so much for supporting us. We really enjoy this.
Thanks, fam. Our podcast fam.
It makes us feel better that we're not the only ones listening to this.
Well, it also like helps put finish kind of faces or more names, but slash some faces we do know to like. Mm-hmm. This community, it's just a Bravo community, which is fun.
Yeah.
To like have others, like Bravo. Know of other people out there who love it as much as we do.
Cause it's rare because we're kind of crazy.
I know Alicia and I like hide this version of ourselves in our private lives sometimes, like how much we love it.
Our
like,
friends have no idea.
We let the other people like lead the conversation while we know so much about this. That's how I live my life.
Same. My favorite's when someone like mentions something about Vanderpump or Summer House that is inaccurate, but I don't want to correct them because it's such a niche thing.
Yes. And I let other people bring it up. They're like, I've been watching this show. It's called Summer House. And I'm like, really?
Oh, great show. I've watched it. I've seen a few episodes. Like someone was like, what's that one guy that was there that one season? And I'm sitting here. I'm like, it's Jordan, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you figure it out. The guy was like,
after a while, you're like, I think, is his name Jordan? And they're like, that's it. And you're like,
Or I pretend to Google it. I'm like, let me look it up. Jordan, by chance? Yeah, the worst. Also then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get to give us your thoughts on the live shows. I posted a little late this week, but don't worry. Like I said, I'm back in my game. Summer House 2020 is coming. We want all your thoughts. 2022?
Oh, damn it. That is the second time I've done it in a week. I literally was talking about somebody graduating college and I was like, 2020. And they were like, not the year we're in.
This pandemic has ruined our lives. We have no idea what year it is.
Perpetually 2020 in my mind.
And then also we will pick a patron of the episode. So this week we got a new $5 patron that I'm going to pick. And her name is Tiffany.
Yay!
Woo-woo! Yeah. Tiffany.
Alicia's so, raising the roof. What an old school move.
I did. Oh, I'm raise the roof. So thank you so much, Tiffany. We super appreciate it.
Welcome to the fam. It's really the best place to be. It brings me so much happiness and joy. And I hope you feel the same.
I know. Well, before we get in the episode, really quick, Jackie gave us her thoughts on, I think it was last week.
2 weeks ago, but yeah. We had
an episode. Yeah. And she said, so just watched Always a Day Behind because I don't have cable. Me too, Jackie. No worries. I use Meredith's cable. And she said, oh my God, Sandoval telling Tom they should hang out less is totally just to punish him. He's mad he told him to respect his wife and now he's taking his friendship away because he knows he will be sad. You cannot expect your friend to choose you over his wife. What a jerk. Hate him this season.
Wait, Jackie, I've seen that everywhere in the last 2 weeks. Like that type of comment. I never thought about it in the moment of watching the episode, I didn't either. But I see it. I see it now.
I see it now, but I have to say that breakup cracked me up. It was one of the funniest things I've ever watched. So for TV purposes, I really enjoy it.
Love.
Also, I think Schwartz is just still the issue. I will never move on from this.
1,000%. But like,
I know. Sandoval's
doing it vindictively to be like, you're going to miss me. Like, experience life without me.
They all come running back.
Which it is true. Schwartz has a bigger hole in his heart whenever Sandoval's gone than the opposite way.
It's funny. Jackie, I agree, but it's good TV, so I'm going to allow it.
And I do enjoy the time away. It's nice to focus on other storylines a bit more heavier than Schwartz and Sandy's.
Also kind of loved watching Sandy and Katie interact. We'll get to it. Kind of loved it.
Loved.
The awkward. Okay.
So
awkward. But let's get into the episode. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Lala hired an assistant who's a Leo.
Ooh,
so perfect. Charlie is upset one of Brock's friends grabbed her, but is more upset that Sheena didn't do anything. But Sheena and Charlie talked and they've moved on. James said he doesn't want to do Brock's fitness app photo shoot and the Toms are on a break.
Dun, dun, boop, boop, boop.
Okay. So we are at Schwartz and Katie's house. Katie's helping her husband stretch and now they're going to do a fun little bubble workout together. Usually Schwartz would be working out with Sandoval, but now that him and Sandoval are on a break, he's like stuck with Katie and he lets Katie know he's like stuck with her.
Yeah. Yes. He's like, I miss Sandoval. I also miss his gym, but the difference between the gyms is drastic.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're like working out on the side of their bed. And Sandoval has like blue lights and like the mirror and a kickboxing area. I get it. I would miss the gym too, but you don't say it to your wife. He's like, no, oh, I miss Sandoval, but this is nice too. And I was
what you say is, so yeah, I definitely miss him, but like, I'm so happy we get this quality time together.
Yeah. He does say he feels better. He says he feels better because there's no tension between Sandoval and him and Katie. But they just can't mix pleasure and business.
Yeah. So business and pleasure is fine, but pleasure and business, they got to put a condom on it.
Yes. Double wrap. So now
whose pleasure? James and
Listen, I don't know why this episode struck me as just so stupid. I'm going to laugh the whole way through.
I loved it. I love how Katie just like quips at him like that. And he's like, Katie, can you just not do that with this metaphor?
Katie ruined it. Okay. So James and Raquel's apartment. James is super excited to DJ again. Raquel's sister gets here with some coffee goodies.
She looks so different.
I know, the hair threw me off.
Yeah. I was like, who is this? I had to rewind it because I missed the name.
Katie, I think is her. Yeah, Katie. So we start talking about see you next Tuesday. Is this Tuesday? And we're celebrating Pride, which I don't know if this was COVID or not, but usually Pride is like beginning of the season. So I was a little.
Yeah, but I'm confused at when they're filming overall. I think this is, I bet, because you know, it's like since Pride is a whole month, I bet that they waited until towards the end of June. to actually celebrate some stuff in LA.
I was going to say it might be COVID and like the vaccine was coming out, because I got mine, my second dose in May or no, in April. So maybe they were like waiting until end of summer. Like, I'm not sure, but
it's definitely June though, because in this conversation, then they talk about the engagement party.
Oh,
and that's right. On the 17th, and Raquel like needs a few weeks to plan it.
Meredith loves her timeline.
I have like a timeline built into my head of everything, and I need to know when things are sequential ordered.
Unless we're doing a legal activity, I don't need any kind of timeline. So Katie, the sister, not Katie Shbubba, Katie Raquel's sister, finds out that James is going to give up weed, and she's a little skeptical, but then they start talking about the engagement party. They got a venue in Santa Inez.
I don't know,
but it's a Stonewall Villa and winery, and Raquel thinks she can handle it because she was actually social coordinator in college.
When she says that, James literally, like, his face is the funniest thing I've ever seen. He was like, what?
Yeah, we're still learning new things about each other at this point.
Well, also James did not, it doesn't seem like James went to college, or even if he did go to college, he didn't go to like a 4-year U.S. state school.
No. Yeah.
Like with sororities and fraternities. Raquel
was in a sorority. Yeah, social coordinators a sorority.
Yeah. She planned all the social functions basically.
So we start talking about the bachelorette party, and James is like, there's going to be no penis straws.
Well, Raquel first says she doesn't want penis straws either. She doesn't like the idea of them.
And her sister's like, come on, they're funny.
They're fun.
And
yeah.
James is like, no penises.
No that. No strippers.
No strippers. It's trashy. And Kel's not trashy. And then he shades Britney's bachelorette party. Listen, I thought Britney was tacky, but it was fun.
Because he says like 2006 or something. He's just describing a bachelorette party that happens to be Britney's.
But then they show Britney's bachelorette party. Yes. And I was like, shady Bravo.
But I don't think he meant, I don't think he realized he was shading Britney's, because he like sets up a thing and he's like, it's 2006. It's Miami. There's girls in white.
I thought it was funny. But here's the thing. Okay, I get some of this shit is kind of trashy. It's like a basic bachelorette party.
Oh, 100%.
My friend who's getting married, she's like, I don't want penis straws and I don't want strippers. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, let's do penis straws and strippers. Like, fuck it. Yeah.
It's a total personal preference, but it's about the bride. What does she want?
Like, I also though think that my friend's husband would be like, please don't do penis straws and strippers. But, and she doesn't want it anyway.
Yeah.
But like, if we fucking do it, he's not going to throw a fucking hissy fit.
No.
I don't know. James like lost his top on this one. He's like, no, multiple times
this episode. And the thing is, Raquel seems like she's okay with a stripper, but not the penis straws. So it's like, okay, Raquel wants this, not that. Let's do this.
I think maybe James is like, because he's not going to soberly get a stripper's dance, like go to a stripper's club, you know?
Strip club, as one calls it, but
sorry, strippers strip club. He's not gonna, I think, soberly do that. So maybe he's like, Raquel shouldn't do that, but also like, it's not your decision. Let's get all the strippers.
Yeah,
if Raquel wants strippers. Also, if Raquel doesn't want strippers, if Katie wants strippers, she's,
but it's like,
it.
I understand James sharing the opinions of his wants and needs. That's not weird, but it's the way he goes about it. It's not like they sit down and have a conversation, the two of them, like, hey, let's both agree not to do strippers.
No,
like, That's not very us. And they could be like,
he straight up, no strippers. It's fucking trashy. Then he leaves, and Katie, who doesn't know what to do, goes, he's so funny. Does he always get that overprotective and stern? And I'm like, so funny. That's what you say when you hate someone.
Yeah. When you're trying to make light of it, like, oh, is that normal?
Oh my God. He's hilarious. Is he always this crazy? But Raquel says, she doesn't want James getting in the habit of being controlling. So she tells Katie about the homebody photo shoot, and we get receipts. Let me tell you what it said.
God.
Basically, if you forgot 2 weeks ago, Brock asked everyone to pose in this homebody photo shoot, and James told Raquel not to respond to Brock. But
which
James,
we did find out, James has been asked to do a lot more than just pose for a photo shoot.
Yeah, that James was asked.
So James on his own with Brock has a right to be frustrated.
Yes, but he was like, Raquel, don't you answer. Here's what happened. Raquel texts James, hi, with a red heart. And James goes, don't respond to Brock's homebody photo shoot idea, please. I think in future, it would benefit you to ask me before you commit to these kinds of photo shoots.
Just it's the second text.
It's the second text. It's the second one.
Because like, I get being like, hey, don't respond to Brock. Let's talk about this when I get home. That's not weird.
Yeah. But like to be like, you should ask me before you commit to things. Raquel is a separate brand. I would kind of get this if like it was me and James, because I'm not famous and I'm part of his brand. But Raquel has her own brand.
But like, even so, like if you were on this show, it's kind of like Brock. True. Like Brock is now in a sense building a brand separate of Sheena.
That's true. He's got his own brand. You know what?
Like you have your own autonomy. And what Katie says to Raquel is he's not your manager. Like this isn't his expertise. He doesn't know your brand and it's your choice. Again, it's the way he goes about it. Instead of like sitting down and having a conversation with Raquel, he's like, you're not doing this. You need to run this by me.
Yeah. It's more like, can we talk about it before you respond? Like we have to be equals. He's not treating her like an equal.
No, he's making clear decisions for the two of them rather than giving her like the insight on like why he's probably frustrated with Brock and doesn't want to do it himself. And like, what's her support in that as well? It's I'm telling you what to do.
I get it, but I also don't approve of it. I get where he's coming from. I don't approve of the way he's going about sharing his feelings.
I totally get him not wanting to do it, but the whole unilateral decision.
Leave Raquel out of it.
Yeah.
So now we're at Lala and Randall's house. Lala's ready to get a mani-pedi with the help of her assistant, Jessica. So Sheena and Brock show up and like Randall's here. And what's basically going to happen is like Sheena and Lala are going to get mani-pedis because Sheena needs a lot of reassurance on the friendship. So Lala's going to show Sheena that she's got her back.
This
is great. Great on Lala's part. The boys are going to do a scotch tasting because when Lala and Brock weren't getting along, Lala said, takes a lot to get used to her because she's like a fine wine. And Brock said, well, he drinks scotch. So now we're shading.
But he just said that. Because it sounded good.
Actually, Brock prefers tequila, but like fucking whatever.
I love this, but this is really like, this tells it's you like cute. That people listen to you and hear what you say. So you actually sometimes have to watch what you say.
Yeah. It's funny.
Because I think this is really sweet that Lala heard this, remembers it and set this up.
And it's like, we're doing scotch. Also though, scotch tasting super weird because this lady is like, hold the scotch up to your mouth. Don't put it in, but like open your mouth. You and breathe. Swirl the scotch. Super weird. Just drink it.
Every time I've gone to any type of tasting, it's so funny because you can breathe through your mouth and your nose technically at the same time, and it gives you a different scent. And it's really hard to figure out how to do it. And watching people do it, whether correct or not, is so funny.
I straight up hate it. I'm with Randall. Just shot it and move on to the next. Whatever. So Lala tells Sheena about the assistant she hired to assist with everything. And we find out Lala's going to throw.
What do you need assistance with?
I was like, shady, Sheena. I know. Sheena's shady.
And Lala was like, good question. Everything. Yep.
Literally. So she's throwing a beauty party. Forgive them, Lala. Also, I just want to point out Lala's pretty cool. Wouldn't you say like, she's a cool person. Do you think Lala's cool?
Yeah.
She said the word lit and I always say lit and my sister says it's not cool to say lit. So Elizabeth, if you're listening, fuck you. I'm
okay.
Cool.
But like Lala's lit. A millennial like us. So
that's lit.
it used to be cool. You're not Gen Z cool. You're millennial cool.
Fuck Gen Z. I'm keeping my skinny jeans.
I want my side part, my skinny jeans.
No, my sister made me do a middle part. Now my hair won't go back to the side part. Now I'm stuck with a middle part.
No,
I don't
not.
Know where my part is anymore. Okay. Anyway, so go to the boys. Brock has to ask Randall for some help because he wants to propose to Sheena. To Keena. Who's this mistress? No, he wants to propose to Sheena, but he didn't go to Jared. He went to Kyle Chan.
Oh my God. Okay. This looks like it was from an event, but I can't pinpoint it. Was it when James got a ring? That doesn't really make sense.
No.
They give us a flashback of the Toms with Brock and Brock's like looking at rings.
I think it just wasn't important enough to put it in an episode. Until
just a flashback moment.
Yeah.
Like, this looks pretty official.
What Brock wants to do is he wants to go to a rooftop and have Randall say he's hosting a movie premiere. And then the movie will be like, it'll say based on a true story. And then it'll be like this cute, what I took it as is there's going to be some sort of like cute short movie.
Little that's video, gonna say,
yeah. To be continued. I don't know if it's going to be like a video of Brock and Sheena or like randos. I have no idea, but it's going to say to be continued. And then Brock's going to propose and Sheena's probably going to say yes. And then right there, they're going to sign papers. And I was like, papers. And then Randall also goes, papers. They're going to get engaged and then married on the same day.
I think this is kind of exciting.
I hated it. But
I don't want this for me, but I feel like this is very Sheena.
I didn't get it until Brock said they've both already been married and big weddings aren't really for them. So like, why not do a fun shotgun wedding? And then I was like, are they married? Because I know they're engaged.
Okay, in life. Once he said this, I was like,
holy fuck. I Googled it.
They're not married. I didn't. I just sat there and I was like, oh my God, they could potentially be married.
They're engaged. But I understand because Sheena had the greatest wedding to Shay in the entire world and it didn't work out. So why not shotgun it?
Well, I think this is just right up Sheena's alley because it's all attention on her. Very unique. Something people would talk about afterwards.
She probably has a crop top ready for every occasion. I'm like not mad. I was confused. I'm not mad at it. I think
this is right up Sheena's alley. It's not for me, but I think this is really cute.
I don't want to hate it, but I do. Anyway.
But do you hate it for you or for the situation? Like truly the situation?
I hate it for everyone. I don't want anyone to deal with
it. Yeah, I think there's a way to make this 20 times better and make it really cute, but
it's fine. It's Brock. Yeah. I don't expect too much. We're at Ariana and Tom's house. Tom is gardening and Ariana is also a gardener, I guess. This is cute. This is like late 30s and I appreciate it.
This is totally pandemic hobbies though.
Yeah. They like planted all these trees and now they're like,
everybody has these like random hobbies now that they have because they were just bored for so long.
I think it's funny. But Katie shows up, walks right up the side of the house. You know, they all say hi. Ariana goes inside to get a drink and Sandoval's like, so how's Schwartz? And Katie's like, honestly, a little mopey. And we get a flash of Schwartz just like laying in bed upset, can't get comfortable.
It's kind of like they like legit broke up and you have to ask about them through your other friends.
I know. Sandoval's like,
what are they been up to?
Tell him I said hi. And he really does miss Schwartz, but he knows that the break's probably like, but him and Katie Sandoval got can along.
Fill his time way better than Schwartz can fill his time.
Schwartz is very mopey and upset. Sandoval's gardening.
Sandoval's just sad.
Yeah, but this was the first time him and Katie like actually had a combo and it was like fine. So I'm like not mad at this break still. Like I'm
me neither. All on board. Clearly it's healing the wounds.
Yeah. So then Ariana comes outside, her and Katie talk. Ariana says she needs to mow her lawn and too bad the lawn doctor Jax isn't here. And we get a flash to him with his dumbass lawn, his stupid dumbass lawn.
Okay. This is one of the reasons I had to unfollow him from Instagram. He is just too obsessed with his lawn. And then his like dad pad in the garage. I just couldn't keep up.
What's a dad pad?
He like,
oh, like a like, bachelor pad, but for dads.
Yeah. It's like in his garage, he like has his car and like all these signs and like is collecting things. And I'm like,
He is at least 60 years old. I don't care what the birth certificate says. This man is dad central for days. But Ariana says she actually hasn't seen Jack since he dropped off the samurai sword that had Randy Jackson autographed to it.
She saw him from the security footage.
Oh my God. Not even in person. So funny. Yeah. We get security footage. LOL at Bravo for blurring out Jax's face because they didn't have the footage before. So basically Jack drops it off. But if you remember, Sandoval gave it to Jax for his birthday because Jax loves Step Brothers. And in it, they talk about a samurai sword signed by Randy Jackson. And the fact that Randy Jackson signed a samurai, you like fucking keep that shit. Even if you're a friend, just fucking keep
it. I want to know more of this backstory about why Jax returned it.
Why did he do it at night on the creepy security?
I don't know. Like,
is someone breaking into my house? Oh no, it's just Jax dropping off a lawn.
This is how you know, like, this friendship isn't real. Like, obviously, they're not on a show together anymore. No. So we're not friends. This was a friendship kind of convenience. But Ariana's interview then when she swings the sword around and goes, I'm the number one guy of the group.
She is. Ariana's number one guy in the group. I'll stand by that.
She's the number one of this group. Number outside one, of Lisa, period. Who's just the queen.
Yeah, she's number one. It goes Lisa queen and right under is Ariana number one.
Yes.
That's it. But can I just say, like, these boys are so fucking dramatic. Like, between Jax returning this samurai sword and now the breakup between Schwartz and Sandoval. Like, I don't get, like, Jesus Christ.
The it drama. Is, yeah, you're
are
right.
Are they the drama? I don't think
1,000%. Because look at how Katie and Ariana hang out. And look at how, like, Raquel speaks with everyone. Like, every girl hangout is super chill. Even when there was drama between Charlie and Sheena, it was really chill.
Yeah, the boys are the drama. But then Katie says her and Schwartz have been talking about the sandwich shop. And Schwartz just keeps saying, like, Katie, you should do it. Which is so effing rude. This man is, like, but then
don't you realize she wants to spend time with you? And this is her, like, vehicle to do that.
He's just going to be mopey and wish Katie was Sandoval. Mm-hmm. So then Ariana's like, you know what? I'll do the sandwich shop with you.
And I'm like, this is what we've been manifesting all freaking season. Thank you for kindly catching up, ladies.
And Katie's like, wait a minute, this is the vibe I want. And she describes her vibe. And Ariana's like, wait, that's the vibe I want.
I follow this on Instagram. I follow it too.
It was I just wrote down soul sisters. I was like, they're
sandwich soul sisters.
Soul sisters. I'm sad that Katie used to not like Ariana, but I'm happy we're here.
I agree.
I'm happy we've made it.
And here's the thing is, I was thinking, because they were talking about different themes, I was like, what if they had a sandwich shop that, like, every 3 months the theme changed?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
They were talking about all those books that they both love, and I was like, could you imagine if every, like, 3 months they, like, change up the theme a little bit?
That would be so cool. What should they name it? Sandwich
sisters.
I have no idea.
Anything will work.
I'll go to this. I'm so
what if they named it Schwartz and Sandy sandwiches?
No, they're not going to give these boys any kind of credit.
I would just tell them that just to, like, piss them off and not, like, here. Open before ever open their bar.
Yeah, because their bar is going to cost $1 million.
They probably have not patented the name or whatever.
For some reason, they're both
trademarked it.
Yeah, Katie and Ariana have tons of money to open a sandwich shop, but their significant others are very broke somehow.
That doesn't shock me.
And I have no idea what's happening. But I'm excited. This is my new favorite plot line. And I'm okay if we get a few more episodes of Vanderpump Rules if we talk about the sandwich shop.
Same.
Like,
this makes sense. Ariana's like, I don't want to be in a bar till 2 a.m. touching sticky alcohol. I want an adult thing where I can come in late, leave early. Here we are.
And she already has her cocktail recipe book and now her at-home cocktails.
Like, they could serve cocktails, which is right in their alley, but they don't have to be up till a million years into the morning.
No, close at 6 p.m. Sandwiches are done.
Love it.
So I'm bored. But now we go to Lala and Randall's house. Lala, this is one of those scenes that Lala's holding Ocean for, like, absolutely no fucking reason, because she's
this on is the only one that ever made sense, because she's literally on the phone and Ocean won't stop crying. So it's like, I get it, you need to have a phone call.
But she could have just given Ocean to the nurse before the phone
call. I agree with that.
It's very funny. Yeah,
but Lala, I do appreciate her finally acknowledging the women who are helping her raise her daughter. And the reason why is because she wants to also have a business. Like, I'm shout on board out with this.
Yes. Thank God.
Cause if men get to do it, why can't women? Like, I'm on board with her living this life, but let's just be honest. And, like, we don't need Ocean in every scene.
It just cracks me up. I would love, like, a scene of Randall on set with Mark Wahlberg and him holding Ocean and then being like, 2 seconds being like, oh my God, this kid won't shut up.
Let me give her to the night nurse. Hold on.
Like, it's just so funny that she's like, oh, I'm trying to do business while holding a baby. Let me now in the middle of my phone call.
Give me one sec. I'm gonna give Ocean to the day nurse.
Like, last time she was like, hello Randall, in your office, hang on, before we discuss anything, let me hand out, just be like, hey Randall, here's me and Ocean in the stroller, goodbye Ocean.
How about we just leave her at home? She was doing just fine.
It's very funny.
It does not make sense. I agree.
So James is here. He's gonna DJ the Give 'Em Lala party. He asks how many hours this party is, and Lala goes, from 7 to 10, and he goes, 7 to 10 hours, and she's like, no time. But I got confused too.
I knew what she was saying. Was
dumb. Well, no. Many hours?
I know. She didn't answer the question correctly, but it also, like, I caught what she was saying. It's going to be from 7 to 10 p.m., but he, it, like, freaks out, and she's like, no, not 7 to 10 hours. And I love how he's embarrassed. He's like, I'm blushing. Stop laughing at me.
I know, but I was right there with him. I got it.
I just knew logistically it couldn't happen for 7 to 10 hours. So once I heard that, I converted it to PM.
I don't know why. I was like, wow, that's a long fucking party. And James has to DJ the whole thing.
He was like, I got to download a hell of a lot more music.
This is what I mean, that this episode was just fucking weird. So funny.
Weird. It's like so we're funny, in an alternate though. Universe.
Yeah. Like, this is the off brand of Vanderpump. Like, they all like took they're some like teenagers or something. Yeah, they like weirdly like breathed in good air and now they're all like weird. So we talk about how James is still wowed by Lala. By Raquel. Sorry. But then Lala says she's gonna like attack James for a second, and James is like, whatever. And she
I love when people do this. Hold on. They're like, I don't want to attack you, but I'm going to attack you really quick.
Yeah, but don't get defensive when I attack you, because I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
So she says that James steps into a position of control with Raquel, and she's seen it a few times, which is true. We've all 1000%. But James doesn't think he's controlling. He thinks he's just giving his opinions, and Lala's like, no, you're actually not. So they have like the nice discussion. Mm-hmm. Is this where they talk about the penis straws again?
Yeah.
All right, more about the penis straws. James doesn't want penis and cock straws. And Lala's like, it's really not your opinion.
It's not that. And she's like, it's really not that big of a deal either. Like, let this go.
Great. So then I thought we put this to rest, but this is actually the main theme of the whole episode, when I wish Sam would shop.
Because Lala, literally every person she like locks eyes with, she's like, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
911 emergency.
Including Brock. I don't understand.
We're literally, anyway, we have to talk about a bachelorette that is not planned.
No.
And not happening in the near future.
Super weird. Anyway, we go to Lala's office. I was like, Lala's an office? Yeah, actually, really quick, Randall's company is giving it to Lala for $1 in rent.
The family discount.
I didn't know if that was a joke or not, but I kind of think it's
real. Well, okay, she really shouldn't pay rent if they have an extra office. Like, this makes sense to not pay rent.
But Lala won't have Randall have anything to do with Give Him Lala. That's her company.
So I like it.
Rent. This is like the time my grandpa made me pay for the car he was going to give me, and I paid $1. This is that vibe. Anyway, so Jessica's here. She's killing the assistant vibe. Randall shows up. We're going to declutter the office the way that we declutter our house. And Randall's like, well, I get rid of my shit all the time. And Jessica's like, that's crazy, Randall. Ha. So then Brock is here. So Jessica gets kicked out of the scene because there's only 3 chairs. So Jessica's the disposable one.
We can only have too much. We'll only have 3 people. Too much. Too many people. Actually, too chaotic.
Jessica's actually the night nurse. She's like taking ocean away right now. No, but Randall... also Randall has to tell Jessica that he has nothing to do with Give Him Lala. Just so everyone knows, it's Lala's company. I secretly think Randall's backing the company and Lala has no idea. He's like actually buying all the products. That's his the sales. Like, he just keeps money in it.
But I know it's like, listen, you don't have to prove this so hard that Lala's doing it on her own. If there was like some rumors out there that she wasn't, I'd get it. But he mentions it like 3 times in this episode. Oh,
I think he's bitter because the Toms won't let him invest, and now Lala doesn't let him. He's like, let me make like, money. Listen, off other people.
I love hanging out with Mark Wahlberg, but like, let me hang out with someone else too.
Mark Wahlberg won't let me get into Wahlburgers. I gotta get in.
No one will let me on their side projects.
So Randall can't hold back from telling Lala everything. Haha, jokes. This was on Twitter a lot. Ooh. Anyway. We didn't know about him cheating. Anyway, so he lets Lala know about Brock's engagement and wedding idea. And Lala thinks it's like super cute, dumb, but it's super cute for Sheena, I guess. Maybe I just don't know Sheena well enough. Justice.
No, but I think this is great for her. I wouldn't like stop this. I don't think you would, like, if you heard this idea, you wouldn't like stop everything and try and stop it. You know?
No, I would just be like, oh, is this your vibe?
It's not your vibe. And it's hard for you to like enjoy it because it's so the opposite of you. Just like a crop top wedding dress.
You're right. I should support.
Put this in the bucket of crop top wedding dresses. You're right. And good for you.
Good for you. You're right. I'm being too judgmental. Good for you, Brack and Sheena. Fuck
you. You are allowed to be judgmental when it comes to your own life. Like, I don't want that for me, but good for you.
You're right. 10 out of 10. I'm wrong. I'll eat my words on that one. I still hate it, but good for you, Sheena. Anyway, actually, it's not going to happen because Brock lets us that the rooftop fell through. So like, it's a good thing that I was skeptical about this. Good thing I didn't fall in love with this.
Okay, I was excited. Okay, all I'm saying is I also was excited to see this on camera.
Yeah, no, I would have loved to see a wedding on camera that it took 30 minutes. I would have just loved that. But so now Randall's like, you know what? We should do this in an actual movie theater.
Which I totally missed the rooftop mention because I always thought this was just going to be in a movie theater.
No. Okay. So you didn't get disappointed. I went from a beautiful rooftop to a movie theater.
I was like,
and I'm thinking like classic cinemas.
We're going exactly where I thought we were going because they said movie premiere. That way everybody gets dressed up. And I was like, yeah, but if you show up to a rooftop, that makes no sense.
Oh yeah, no, it was gonna.
So I was always on track with a theater, then I was thinking like a stage, kind of like because you know some like movie screens have a little stage in front of them. So then that's exactly where the wedding would happen.
Oh, okay. So you pictured it how they're now changing it.
Yes,
and they would just change the red carpet to a white carpet for the wedding. It's great, but we need this to happen in 2 days.
Oh, and which Brock's I was like, okay, nothing. I know this is definitely not happening.
No, also like Brock, listen, most men don't plan things. It's like very rare that you get a Sandoval. Okay. Yes. Right. Most men think, my dad included,
he's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah. My dad's the type to be like, we'll just plan a vacation in 2 days.
Tell me when and where.
Like, no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Brock's losing his mind. Even Randall is like, 2 days is not enough. So, you know,
that's what the thing. Randall does some planning in his professional life. So he knows what things are realistic.
If he didn't plan, Mark Wahlberg would have nowhere to go.
Well, other people do the actual planning, but like, Randall's like,
Randall approves the planning. Mm-hmm. He approves it. But you know what? Luckily, Randall and Lala have assistants. So
calls them in. We can now have five people in the scene.
He goes, we need to make this happen. There was nothing more important than your wedding. And Lala goes, no, my party, then the wedding.
Tomorrow that's top priority.
Got it.
Well, focus on why you're getting actually paid.
Randall's assistant's about to plan a wedding in a movie theater. Okay. Lala's
assistant. I feel like this actually isn't that hard to do.
You just got to find a movie theater that's going to
maybe,
shut down.
Maybe the 2 day time frame only is a problem. Maybe like a week we could do this, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say the only problem is to find a movie theater that would be like, yeah, we'll shut down a whole theater of movies we've been playing.
Because but I think you could do this at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. You could find a place.
Randall's going to say, hi, everyone. I'm having a movie premiere at 2 in the afternoon. Please get dressed up in your like night outfits.
I guess it doesn't go with the story, but I'm saying you could find a venue.
I don't know what movies were out now, but there's no way a Spider-Man movie is getting canceled this day for a wedding. Too good. It was too good. Anyway. Okay. So I would hate to be this assistant.
Oh, I hope that this was just a joke or like a, you know, like we're just doing this for the storyline.
Oh my God, Sam. So now we're at Sir James walks in and I was like, what the fuck is he wearing? But it's Pride. I forgot it was Pride.
Yes.
So now we're here. Charlie and Raquel have a quick talk. Did you check your foot finder? But straight up, no shame in Charlie's game. Okay. Raquel's a little too scared.
Yeah.
Like, what if a future employer sees this? And Charlie's
Raquel, I love Charlie's pep talk. Like, we are in a free open world. No one gives a shit. Also you're in the entertainment industry.
Oh my God, you're your own brand. What the fuck you mean, a future employer?
You're not trying to be the president of the United States who could have dirt slung on them.
And feet pics is the least dirty thing that any president has had. Yeah, I'd be thrilled if we found out Barack Obama was selling his feet. I think that's hilarious. Anyway, Charlie does say we didn't get enough money for Raquel's nose, but she's keeping her feet pick or her feet finder because there's no shame in her game because she made $346 on her feet.
I put my feet up there?
My feet are fugly.
But if there's a willing
participant, there's a market for fugly feet. So then everyone starts to show up for Pride. Sheena and her fucking hair. I listen, justice for Sheena, but not for this hair.
Okay, which you posted a tweet about it, didn't you?
Did I? About Sheena? Oh, no.
Oh, that was later.
Okay, yeah. People were talking about Sheena's hairline. I was talking about how she had like ribbons coming out of her ponytail.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I feel like her hair game and her style game aren't on point this season. It has nothing to do with her body, like size or anything. No. I think she's just stressed out and overwhelmed by having a baby in general.
I do too.
That like she doesn't put as much effort as she used to like be able to. And which like you can really see a difference.
Listen,
in like how much time she can commit to it. Yes.
Totally fair. And for anyone who commented on Twitter and Instagram telling Sheena that her hairline is fucked up, she was going bald because of the pregnancy. Okay.
Hair loss.
Like fuck you guys. I'm not concerned about her hairline or her hair loss. I will support that bitch either way. It's when you got ribbons coming out of your ponytail, girl, that I am not on board for. But I support you. It's just bad hair. It was just a bad style. She had
kind of weird makeup too.
Just put your hair in a normal ponytail. You don't need ribbons. Just like draw a rainbow on your cheek. We know you support
Pride. Draw a rainbow on your cheek.
We don't need it in your hair.
Well, especially because Pride wasn't what it was like.
Yeah.
We're not
COVID still.
This isn't. Yeah. This is COVID Pride. Like it's a little toned down. We're not on a float right now.
Okay, but like good for Sheena. She's telling Ariana she's gonna get her body back. You know what, Sheena? You look fucking fab.
I love it.
But if you want to exercise and strive for a goal, makes you happy too.
Yeah.
But then Ariana tells her, no, you look great. You look like you just got a BBL. And Tom's like, wait, what's a BBL?
She does not got a nice booty right now.
Yeah. It's a Brazilian butt lift, but it's actually really dangerous, which I didn't know about. Unless people die.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's not worth it. You guys just get lipo out of your stomach and put into your butt. Isn't that a thing?
Do the Kim Kardashian way.
Do the Kim Kardashian. So we have see you next Tuesday. I guess Pride is on a Tuesday. I don't know.
I am so lost. See, that's why I think it's just like the month of June. They're like celebrating. So messy. Like they're choosing as a show to put Pride.
Oh, yeah.
For the show
on Tuesday. Okay. Yeah. Also, it's a dog's birthday. One of Lisa's dogs. I don't know, Schmooky.
We have gone
like
through
that.
So many dogs in the last like two seasons.
I literally don't know what dog this is. But so James and Brock go to talk in the back of Sir, which
my favorite
it.
Place.
There's no chair. The chairs have moved, so now everyone stands by a dumpster.
I like how James is like, it's just always crazy in Sir. This is the best place to talk.
The best place to argue, which is how it goes. So Brock says, Brock tells James he needs to tell him something man to man. Brock says he's still upset about the text messages, not letting Raquel be a part of Homebody. And so also Lala brought up control issues and he doesn't want James to be known as controlling. And James says he just gets passionate and tells his opinions. And he actually talked to Raquel today about it, which the conversation is my favorite conversation to ever be on Bravo. James goes, I thought you liked it when I made decisions or when I decide stuff for you. And Raquel goes, no, actually, I don't like when you decide stuff for me. It's actually my worst pet peeve, which was the funniest conversation.
He's like wait, I thought you liked this. Actually, like, hate
no,
it the most.
I hate it.
Thing I would drop
married?
The quickest.
We're gonna get married. Like, I was
this
like,
is,
oh.
I feel like this is writing on the wall. Like, this is some of the reason.
Yeah.
His anger issues are probably the two things that I can come up with of why they're splitting.
Yeah. Sweet baby angel Raquel has done nothing wrong.
She's growing, as Lala would say, she's growing those ovaries. I love that
ovaries. But yeah, so Brock just, doesn't want James to be seen as controlling. And James says it's actually none of Brock's business.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think if Lala said, can you talk to him? Because I couldn't get through to him. Fine. I blame Lala the most for being like,
1,000%.
Hey, we had this.
She
really
is talking
nice
to every single person and like coming up with a.
Yeah, here's my thing is like, it happened when Brock's telling everyone about the wedding. And then, Lala was just like, hey, James is going to DJ. Speaking of James, he's like fucking controlling. Cause we saw the conversation. That's kind of how it went. So Brock now is like, hey man, let me talk to you. I think Brock is coming from a good place of like, this is what Lala's saying. I don't want you to be seen as,
but he kind of comes off like from a high horse. And I'm like,
it's also, it's not his place to me. No. Like this is a Sandoval kind of talk.
I feel like his place would be like, hey, this is what people are saying. I want to let you know. I'm not going to give you advice, but like, I'm telling you
what's going on. I wouldn't want to see you like that. So just like, I don't know, maybe talk to Raquel and then
want to give you a heads up of what's being said.
Yes.
But Brock is like, you shouldn't be controlling. You shouldn't be this. You shouldn't be that.
Brock, you just got here. Yeah. Like, this is not your business. You don't know me.
You've got loads of problems yourself.
Also, like back up. You and Lala just became friends. Shut the fuck up.
This Brock being the second person is weird to me.
It's maybe if Randall even had been like, hey, Lala told me about the conversation.
Randall would have been a great person.
Or fiance. That's your girl. Yep. Like, you're going to share
and
everything.
And he's older, wiser.
Yeah. He's known James for a long time and he's forgiven James for a lot.
Yeah.
So like, he's moved on. So he could be like, we can move on from this too, bro. But Brock, why the fuck's Lala talking to Brock?
And
why
the fuck is Brock involved? I don't like it.
Anyway, James says that Brock and Sheena are much messier than him and Raquel, which I don't know if that's true. And I kind of don't care if it's true, but James goes off. I just wrote go off, James.
This is where you see his like anger immediately happens and he starts saying mean things
to Brock.
He does this
about
like twice.
Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he feels attacked, he attacks back and it's his personal issue. But I don't know why we don't know this about like, Brock, you're gonna get attacked if you attack him. This is why the only people that really get through to James are Lisa, Lala, sometimes Randall, and Sandoval. Like, yes, those are his people he listens to.
And it's Katie, Katie now. Katie can do it.
Katie's a girl. Yes, Katie's there. She's the woman in charge. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then that's how it ends. So Brock and James are on bad terms, whatever. So
dumb.
Now we're at Lala and Randall's house. She's getting glammed. I love how, am I wrong to think that glam is kind of a Bravo term? Like, get my glam, get some glam. Like, everyone.
No, it's a celebrity thing too.
Oh,
we're not on the list. Like, they're Z-list celebs, but like any level of celebrity gets it.
Glam.
Get your glam done.
Sandy actually rolls through with his penis hat I hate that makes him look like Joe Pesci from Home Alone.
Oh God.
but I like his outfit. It's the hat that I just don't enjoy.
Thank God he's getting glam.
Yeah. Lala asked him to get glam and he is all about it. He actually knows the movement of his face more than I don't even know the shade I should use.
I know he's like directing the makeup.
We should do light
on the makeup. Foundation because like when I move I have a lot of facial movement, so when it she's creases
like, she literally the expert is like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so it like creases up and I get it
gets a little cakey and yeah it ages me like 5 years.
I would be so scared if someone was like, give Tom Sandoval your opinion on makeup or fashion. I'd be like, I have none, because I'd be wrong.
I'm all natural.
Yeah, like literally natural, like no, none of that fake, like I put on makeup.
I don't have a makeup routine to show you.
I don't have makeup.
Never touched it in my life.
So then we flash to Interstellar Coffee with Sheena and Charlie. Sheena looks really good here. This was when I was like, Sheena, don't put shit in your hair.
I was nervous about this when I see them sitting down. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, I know. But they're going to move past their issues. So then Charlie goes straight into like, are you and Brock getting married? Because the producers clearly told Charlie to ask.
Yeah, that. But there's also a rumor mill that Charlie explains that is kind of happening in the background. That
yeah, Corey heard something about it.
This whole plot to like get engaged and married is now, the gig is up. It's not happening. Sheena knows everything.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sheena found out about the surprise.
Well, like he told her, I think because like they couldn't make the plan happen. And I'm just like, what is going on? Too much happened off camera.
Yeah. Also Brock said that Sheena deserves better than a shotgun wedding.
Which that is such a bullshit excuse for his lack of planning.
It
and
just
time.
Didn't work out. Yeah. So we go back to Lala's house and they talk about how the wedding's off and like the venue fell through. Lala can't believe Brock had nothing planned, which I was like, Lala, you got to lower your expectations.
Especially when
men.
He tells you we got 2 days. I would be like, then we're not doing anything.
Yeah. Brock and Schwartz are kind of the same vibe where they just show up and hope to God everything falls into place. And Sandoval's the one to make sure it falls into place.
Yes.
So like there's two different types of guys, Lala. And I don't know.
There's
why
just two different
Brock
types of people in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
The over planners and the stressors and
the under planners.
Yeah.
And no stress. Absolutely none. Heart rate is even. But yeah, so then you know, James and Raquel's engagement took over a month. So Sandoval cannot fathom 2 days. But then I guess there was some drama because Brock asked if it was going to be on like Randall's card. And Lala's like, I'm not fronting the bill.
No.
Because Jessica asked Brock for his credit card while I'm planning all this, because it was Jessica who had to plan it. And Brock actually ghosted poor Jessica. And like, Lala is not about to pay for it, but Sandoval said he would totally pay for it.
When Sandoval said he would pay for half, I was like, dude,
this is why you have no money for Schwartz and Sandy's.
You weren't even, he didn't even think of you to come to plan it. So you want to help pay for half of it. And you didn't even get the respect of like your name being on it.
Here's my thing. I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard this too, the love language that you like to receive love in is also the love language that you give love, because that's how you think.
Yeah.
Sandoval gives gifts, and I think he likes the idea of like the sentimental gifts.
And he likes to build something. I think moments of quality time with the gifting. He likes to gift quality moments.
Yes. So he will spend money and give you the moment.
Yes.
So I think he would love to be loved by getting gifts that cause quality moments.
1,000%.
But no one's here to do that. And I feel bad.
I feel like sometimes I do that. Like I completely understand what you're saying, where you give love the way you want to receive it. And it is kind of disappointing when
you don't get that kind of love. People don't
pick that up. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. And I've had to like really look at myself that way and be like, they don't all give me love.
But then also the way you're giving your love to someone, they may not be receiving it that way. So like you may be a gift giver and they could not care less.
It's super crazy.
It's so complicated. It's
fun to think about. Anyway, back to coffee. Sheena says she already has a couple wedding dresses just in her arsenal.
I'm like, okay, so you together have been already planning this wedding. Sheena dives in head first.
Yeah, she's planning it secretly. And then Charlie's like, does this marriage have to do with a visa ending? And Sheena says no, but it would definitely help if Brock had a green card.
But it's a plus. I'm like, oh,
joke. LOL, it's definitely not all happening. Cracked up, Charlie.
What I love shade. You, Charlie. Thank what you for
shade. It was so good. Saying that.
This stresses me out because Brock can't even make an engagement happen. It's not like just the wedding seems to be off. It seems like the engagement is off as well at this point. Proposal technically.
Oh, I know it. I mean, Sheena knows it's coming.
I guess. So then Sheena just takes over and
she's
planning her own wedding, but without a proposal. This is just messy. And this is the exact Sheena that I think just stresses me out.
He's in charge. Anyway, then we go back to Lalo's and we start talking about the homebody shoot, and Sandoval's going to do it. And he's actually going to learn to tumble because one of his dreams is to like pull out a backflip any moment. I kind of get that.
Oh,
like,
you 1,000%. Want a
party trick. This is it.
The thing I do love about Sandoval is he gives his all and he wants to give 100% of how he would want it done to your event or your
your
needs. Like in this way too with Lala, like Lala has a makeup thing and they talked about him doing sis makeup and he's like, of course I will go all out for your event. Then
all give me Lala, give me it all. And I will market it. Yes. He's a good, he genuinely is a good friend.
He's 100% invested in everything he does.
You know how friendships, there's always one person that loves the other more. Like there's always,
it can never be 50-50.
He always loves everyone more than they love him. Like he can't help it, which is really nice, but also it would stress me out if we were friends.
I was going to say, it makes me wonder if he sometimes feels like he gives too much of himself away. Like what does he give to himself then?
This is how he finds joy though. I think like he's now like, I'm going to learn to tumble for Brock's thing. I'm always going to have the skill, but like, I'm going to have like something so cool to give Brock.
He wants to show up 100% for Brock, but he also has always wanted to learn how to do a backflip. He can find happiness
in everyone else's thing. Because think of like, what did we do in Malibu when James and Raquel's weekend away? He was like, I'm going to plan a fashion show.
Yes.
So he finds happiness in helping other people, but he also kind of
tweaks it to things that he loves to do.
Yeah. I approve. You know what? It's fine.
Anyway, I love it.
So Raquel and James, we think, are going to do Homebody, or James is going to DJ it. And actually, this is wrong because I found Homebody on Instagram. I would just like to say it wasn't that hard. But here are the people that did it. Lala, Brock, Charlie, Corey, Sandoval, Sheena, and Ariana, and then some randos that are not on Vanderpump. But James and Raquel were nowhere to be found in any of these pictures or videos.
That doesn't shock me. Even early on?
Yeah, these, I think the pictures were taken in September, like the group photos. Gotcha. But everyone kind of did single photos by themselves a little. Also, Homebody now has clothing.
Exclusive. Oh yeah, remember we saw the sweatshirt and we were like, this is
dumb. No, but now you can buy it. He's not just making clothing for the Instagram. He's like, you can actually buy the clothing if you want. I don't think the app is live. I think right now you could just do clothing. It's a live streaming fitness platform designed for creators by creators, which makes me think I shouldn't do it because I'm not a creator. So I don't need to get fit at home like that.
No.
But also if you click on the website, I know I'm going like really deep. You can shop for their clothes.
Oh yeah. And then above that, it says coming soon or coming to the app store soon.
Yeah. There's no app yet.
Just honestly, clothing. What this should be is where influencers can post their own workouts and like kind of like the Patreon fitness influencers. That's what it should be.
I have no fucking clue what this app is, but there's a clothing line. So congrats. Anyway, speaking of James, Lala let Sandoval know about James being controlling and the penis draws, and Raquel's
gotta let another person know.
Yeah, Raquel's also gonna leave James if there isn't any boundaries, which like she probably does, but like God, Lala, just put in the universe, why don't you? But yeah, she let Sandoval know, even though they weren't cool for a long time. It's like anyone she fought with, she's like, now we're friends. You want the real tea? About one of my good friends.
She's like, over. Hey, now that we're on good terms again, let me throw my bestie under the bus.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Go sober attack, loser. Dog.
Go get him.
My sober partner. I'm going to fuck him over. Yeah, it's really bad. So now we go to the Give 'Em Lala party. James is DJing with his glasses, and personally,
he looks good.
Into it.
His hair, it's like long enough for me because sometimes I'm like, yeah, his hair's too short, but right now it's like a day before he goes to the barber and
the hair was perfect. The glasses and the black shirt,
it was a little like preppy, like not nerdy, but you know, like a little more,
yeah, like a little door. Yeah, like I'm an expert at my craft. I was like,
like Clark
Classy. Yes. So we're attracted to James now. It's weird. Anyway,
only that version for me.
So everyone looks fantastic except Brock, who shows up in a white t-shirt. At least for the black one, like James, my dude. Anyway, so Katie and Schwartz walk in. Ariana and Sandoval have already arrived. So Schwartz and Sandoval meet for the first time this episode, and Schwartz falls in love with Sandoval all over again because he's like, wow, look at your glam. Like he is, Katie does not exist anymore. We see a white light around Sandoval. It's like in the movies. And Schwartz is nervous because he doesn't know if he should like approach Sandoval. It's like when you first have a crush on someone.
Yes. And you're like trying not to be obvious or like make fun of them too much or like talk to them too much.
But you like want them to notice you.
But you're just staring at them to see what they're doing the whole time.
Yeah. He goes to the bar, asks if he should zest. And then he's like, we actually like make
you say dumb stuff because you're just like, you can't think straight.
Yeah. He's like, see that dude over there? We actually make drinks together. But like, he doesn't know that we do. It's like very secret.
It's on the DL. It's early on again.
Freaking out. Katie is like, you need to calm down. And he's like, my heart is beating. So I'm in love right now, Katie. And it's not with my wife. Anyway, so Lala shows up. She's crying. She's so happy. It's fantastic. I would just like to say, we see Gigi and it says Lala's friend. And I think this is Gigi from Shaws of Sunset.
Yes. And Reza, because Reza was next to her.
Yes. I would just like to say, Gigi from Shaws of Sunset has been getting a lot of like notice on Twitter because she is Instagramming. She is just schooling people on Instagram for no reason. She went off on Lala. I posted this in our story.
Yes,
she
did.
She went off about how like Lala is saying Randall had all these red flags, but it was really his personality. So maybe Lala shouldn't be like going at like crazy.
And saying like you chose to accept these red flags for a very long time.
And
so don't start calling them out now.
I think Gigi was the one that shaded Sheena's hairline.
Oh,
I think that's not good. That's because on Twitter, everyone's like, what did Gigi drink this weekend? Like she went off on a lot of Bravo people.
I saw the Lala one before. I think I sent it to you, didn't I? Yeah. I don't follow Gigi, so I'm curious.
I don't either, but I think she's commenting a lot and it's getting a lot of buzz on Twitter because they were like, Gigi's going off. And I was like,
because hers was, I think, picked up by like comments by Bravo or something.
Yeah. It got a lot of leeway. But so I don't know if her and Lala are friends anymore because she commented that, but like, shout out Gigi. So then Ariana and Katie go and sit down and talk to Lisa. And they're like, Lisa's like, hey, Katie, you and Tom discuss that sandwich shop. And she's like, I've discussed the sandwich shop, but not with Tom. And Ariana's like, with me. So these badass women are going to have a sandwich shop.
I love it.
And Ariana says, watch us be more successful than Schwartz and Sandy's. And
you don't just get even.
You get some. Yes. Even and then some.
Which this is why I want them to make their name Schwartz and Sandy's before Schwartz and Sandy's.
Because I would buy all the food at that place and then get one drink at Schwartz and Sandy's and be like,
haha. You bring their sandwich to their bar. I bring
the
food
to the bar and I'm like, this is what I already have food. Want. And you can't kick me out because it's actually your wife's place. Yeah. So
are you going to yell at me for supporting?
Cause then I'll call Katie right on over here and she'll fuck you both up. But anyway, so Brock then goes to talk to Randall and Lala, outside and he congratulates both of them. And Randall's like, not me, dude. She won't.
I have to make it clear for the second time this episode, I have nothing to do with it except I gave her an office.
So, I guess another venue canceled on Brock for the wedding and he can't afford it because it's like 20 grand and he's now paying child support. But I was like, is this another venue? Are there three venues?
I don't know. And I love how his excuse is now he has child support.
I am.
Like, to be honest, we never should have done an expensive proposal. You should be paying all this money to child support because you didn't pay it for like X amount of years.
Yeah.
So why don't you just do an intimate moment with just you and Sheena instead of spending 50 grand?
Brock stresses me out to like level 10 sometimes. And I thought Lala was going to say something, but instead she just says like, Brock should budget, you know, like you should budget. And then
we'll figure out budget first. And then once you know that, we can help better.
Yeah. But we're not going to pay. We're going to plan.
You tell me how much you're spending.
Two different P words, plan and pay. So give me your budget and we will plan it for you. Yes, sir.
You do one P, I do the other.
So then James and Sandoval talk. James yells hot dog. It's very funny for no reason. Anyway, Sandoval brings up penis straws because everyone's got to get James's business. And I know why James is mad at this point because I'm mad at this point.
And he basically says it towards the end. He's like, everybody has problems, but everybody's focusing on mine. And he literally runs through every single person.
And you know what? He's not wrong. Anyway, also, this is how it always kind of is with James, though. It's like every time there's one problem with James, everyone nitpicks it, which like
everybody's got to chime in.
He deserves it, but also like this was one comment about penis straws and no one got the story from Raquel even. It was from James and Lala's combo.
That's the thing. James openly admitted to saying this and said it makes him uncomfortable and he will always share his opinion.
And Lala gave him advice and he said, okay. And now she's making it everyone's fucking business and everyone's making it their business. I understand Sandoval maybe being like, hey, dude, I have your back kind of thing. But he doesn't know Brock has already come and like Lala should shut up. Whatever.
Again, it's the way that the person confronts James. Yes. They should be saying, this is what's being said. And I'm concerned for you that people are talking about this topic.
Yes. So again, like Sandoval brings up being controlling and James says he doesn't think he was being controlling. He just, you know, thought Raquel liked when she made decisions.
I think the Brock texts were more controlling than the talk about the Bachelorette.
Yeah. He was just like, no penis straws.
He was like, those are tacky. You shouldn't do them. With the Brock thing, he was like, you need to consult me on this.
Red flag there. But so James then finally is annoyed that Lala has made this everyone's problem and everyone has issues. And he's like, look at Lala and Randall. And I'm like, actually,
look at them now though.
Look at Brock and Sheena. I don't know what the issues are there, but Brock. Well, it's messy.
The ones from earlier in the season. It's like, yeah, Brock and this Brock's restraining order messy. And this child support. And yeah, what the hell are you doing in America?
We always say this: if you're gonna go on a reality show, you clean up your shit before you get on.
You live in a glass house. Let's all stop throwing rocks.
So that's funny. But then he's like, look at Ariana and Sandoval, no ring there. And I was like, never will be.
Where's
so,
this we going?
That. We knew that already. Anyway, so James doesn't give a fuck what everyone else thinks, which is how James is. If you keep poking him, he's going to freak out.
Yes.
Which isn't right. But like, we know this about, I know this.
Like
about
you
him,
can see
him
like
him.
Hulking up and yes. Sandoval's like, calm down, take a breath.
I'm Sandoval not handles it really well. He's like, I'm not trying to attack you. I'm sorry, dude. I just like, I have your back.
Yes.
Brock did it where he's like, fuck you.
This is
dude.
How you should act. Man to man.
So whatever. So now we finally get to hang out with the feet girls, which is who I want to hang out with. Ariana and Charlie have gotten purchases. Ariana's had two purchases from the same person. Mm. And it's actually a French username that's it's Foot Lover. I love the Foot Lover.
Great. Well, then we kind of find out that they all have the same purchaser.
Yes, the Foot Lover. Mm. And Ariana's knows two people that speak French. It's Lisa Vanderpump and Richardson from Sir.
And you know
she
what?
She goes,
we'll take
I
either.
Hope it's Richardson.
Yeah.
She's like, Richardson, you can get these for free. And I was like, I love, let's bring
this
him. Let's
throws
go.
Throws me back. Creepy. Isn't this the person, the guy who
wanted to impregnate Katie?
Yes. I'm like,
yeah, he's very nice. He's been around since season one. I also think this, no, it's not. There was one guy that came in season one to teach Jax how to make drinks and he got really mad, but that was a white.
Oh, that was
Richardson
a different guy.
Is a beautiful chocolate man. Mm-hmm. But Richardson, I think, was like a manager at Pump. But like he went from Sir
and
to Pump.
And then Tom.
Yes. Like he is part of
the I want him full time on the show.
I do too. There was talk he was gonna be, and I was very excited because I do really like Richardson.
Me too.
Remember, he was like Katie Schwartz.
And I wanted to switch more to Tom, but you know what? We'll see.
And I want Richardson right under the Toms being like,
we'll pay him
Tom and Tom.
In toe picks or feet yeah. picks.
Oh my God. Ariana is like, hey, Richardson, come through. And I was like, yeah, the couple I didn't know I wanted. Richardson should impregnate both Ariana and Katie at their sandwich shop. Just saying. No,
this sounds creepy.
But he should work at the sandwich shop with them because ooh. Fuck the Toms at this point.
Well, right? We don't have whatever. Richardson here, but we do have Lisa, so we can question her.
And Lisa says she doesn't love feet, but then she starts speaking French and everyone's really confused, but we get subtitles, thank God. But then she does say that she is feet lover.
In French, she's feet lover. And they do catch that.
Yeah. And they freak out and they're like, we knew it. And she doesn't actually like the feet. She just wanted to help Raquel because she knew Raquel wasn't going to take the money. So she's like, here, have $346 for your feet.
Yes.
She didn't buy the pasta one though, I don't think, because Katie didn't get any bots. No one bought Katie's shit.
But I love this. She found out nobody was buying them, so she wanted to support them.
Yeah, good for her. Mm. So then James and Lala have a chat. Ugh, about being controlling.
Good
but
God.
James handles this really well. He's just
like incredibly well.
Yeah. He's just kind of like, hey, it's Lala, I wish that we could have had a conversation like us personally.
Yes.
And it could have stayed personal because I came to you for advice and you gave it to me and that could have
like
been
I showed my heart that I was stressed out about something and this is what was going on and you chose to gossip to everyone else about it.
Yeah. And I think Lala understands and she agrees and like she was fucking wrong and
great. And he even tells her like, I know that you probably are coming from I'm concerned good about place. Him. Yeah. But I don't like how it's being handled. Your heart is in the best place, but let's handle it this way instead.
Yeah. Great. I think if James knows now he has to go into an issue, he's better at it. It's when people he doesn't know are going to poke him. And he's like,
yes, it's when they spring it on him. He freaks out and can't do it. Because I think he has to
manage
come
his emotions.
Prepared. Yeah.
Yes.
With how he's going to handle a situation.
Yeah, because he's been known to throw some jabs. So I think if he has time to prepare, like I'm not saying James is going to do this or like he was wrong, which he kind of was, but he was poked, whatever. I think James would really be great if Brock was like, hey, I heard you're controlling and you shouldn't be controlling. I think James should be like, you know what, Brock, I appreciate you coming to me, but I need a minute to like gather my thoughts. Can we revisit this like tomorrow or something?
I'm disengaging then, as Meredith Marks says.
Yes, disengage. He needs to say, I don't want to talk. I see where you're
set boundaries.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to respond to this.
Yeah. This is not the time or place.
I hear you, but this is not the time. Yeah. He's not going to do that because he's 27 and absolutely not. I would do that.
You know what? We'll see at the reunion.
But yeah, then Lala gets like her congratulatory cake. She did so great with Give 'Em Lala. Everyone's buying. Tom Sandoval's a walking petri dish
billboard
shit. Yeah.
Petri dish.
I know that was the wrong. I was thinking like billboard. Billboard. Sure.
Canvas. Yay. Canvas.
A canvas. That's working. What I wanted. Yes, yeah. Yes. I thought a petri dish.
same.
Okay. So next time, Schwartz and Sandy's sign sucks. It's really bad.
You know what? I'm pumped Schwartz gets his name bigger.
Yeah, it's great. And then Sandoval's trying to continue to decorate, and Lisa's like, how much? And he has no idea. Brock gets his giant ass ring for Sheena. Raquel
fake,
is planning the
fake ring, not a diamond. Oh. I just do want to put in there.
Oh,
shit. Which is not a bad thing. People can get everything they want, but it is. Yeah. I want to explain that it's not a diamond.
Raquel's planning the engagement party. Brock wants to plan the wedding, just him, Sheena, Ariana, and Tom. And then Brock and James fight. I don't know why, but James loses it.
I kind of feel like Brock and Sheena wanting to get married at their engagement party weekend is stealing their thunder.
Oh, you think that's the same week? Is that it? Did I miss that? It's the same weekend?
Because they were in the car talking about it. So I feel like they had to be on their way to the engagement party.
Damn, you know what? That is shady then, Brock.
I don't like when people steal each other's thunder. It actually really bothers me.
There's so many days in a year.
Yes.
Oh my God, Meredith's coworker's taking off 60. There's really so many days in a year. You can plan differently. It's not like you guys have real jobs. It's not like you have to wait for Saturday.
You could do it, on a Tuesday. If you're just doing it, the four of you, you can do it any day of the week.
You want Brock? Don't take this Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. Do it fucking then. I don't know. Okay, now we have to do accepted and blocked. I don't know. There were
I know who I'm gonna block, so okay, I can start that
blocking.
One.
Do that.
I'm blocking Lala. I am really pissed at how she handled this. Like, her and James, like we've said, are sober BFFs. They are supposed to be there for each other and help each other like work through these problems, but instead Lala just spreads the problem and then
to
like
people she's not even friends with
riled him up.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But we're also just
if she went to Sandoval and said, hey, can you help talk to me? Like, talk to James with me. That'd be one thing. But Brock, no.
No, I agree. Also, I love James so much. Stop poking him, you guys. I know
it becomes gossiping when it's more than one person.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, she's
like, gossiping. You can consult someone else to try and help you with what you think would be a problem for someone else, but.
Lala must have watched the new Gossip Girl and she wanted in.
She's
honestly. Just gossip bitch. I'm gonna block Brock, I think. I don't think he necessarily was bad at like per se, but I think he's messy and I think he just kind of has no idea what the fuck he wants to do. I'm kind of skeptical about this green card shit. He seems to really want to get this wedding done in 2 days. And that
seriously,
just, it seems like 90 Day like Fiance.
He really wants it on the show to make them a bigger deal or something. Like, it feels like he's like trying to make himself into this reality TV star and he wants like a quick fix, and a wedding is that.
Yeah. Also, don't come in my dude James, my friend. It's none of your frigging business.
Especially when you don't know him.
Yeah, I like, it's just to say like, I'm about to talk to you man to man about something. No, just shut up. Don't do it. It's not your business, Len.
It seems like he's trying to create all these storylines for the show.
Yeah, it's not easy. And also, you're just starting to pay child support. How the fuck you expect Randall and Lala to pay for anything?
Also, it's don't throw that out. Like, that's embarrassing. That like you're like, I just started paying for child support, so I can't really fund this $50,000 proposal I wanted you to pay for.
He's messy. And my girl Sheena, she deserves
better.
She deserves better than Rob, who can hang a TV in 7 seconds. Brock TV's he's full. So like I don't support it. Anyway. Thanks. Great. Who are we accepting? God, there were so many good people this episode. Richardson. Just kidding. I'm not accepting Richardson. He wasn't in it. There are so many people I love. Okay, I have two. So can you go first? I have three.
I'll accept Ariana because
okay, we're good. Finally that was getting one of mine.
This collab of the sandwich shop that we wanted and needed. And it's a perfect collab. It's not just a like screw them. It's they actually would work great together.
Yeah.
And then Ariana figured out the mystery of the French foot lover.
Also, she sold 2 feet pics. It doesn't matter to who, but a feet pic is a feet pic.
Love it.
Ariana was one of mine solely for the sandwich shop idea.
I love it. I actually really need the sandwich shop in my life. I will be a franchiser.
Okay.
Franchisee. I don't know the right word, but like I'll open one in St. Louis.
I'm going to be controversial. People don't come for me, but this is the one time I could do this season.
Lala.
I'm accepting Sandoval.
Oh, he would have been my other one.
He was really enjoyable this episode, which he's usually not. And I know I keep blaming Schwartz because I do think Schwartz is really the problem, but Sandoval has been intolerable. But I personally think this episode, right? He sees Katie. It's like fucking fine. All he says is like, how Schwartz, but he seems to be really keeping his distance from Schwartz. He's sticking to his break.
He's whether like very level-headed this episode.
Yeah, whether it be manipulative or not, he's really trying to, I think, to help. I don't think he means to be manipulative. I think he genuinely is like, this is for Schwartz's benefit. And I love this dude and Katie, it's his wife. He finally might see it, but it's like funny to me that they're on a break. I don't know why it's my favorite storyline.
I think it is beneficial for them, even if it is slightly manipulative.
Like, I think
it started to be like he started out
manipulative.
The intent started like, manipulative, but it is helpful.
He's that guy that's like, I need to take a break from this. So I'm really going to dedicate myself to this break. I feel bad. His samurai sword was returned. I think he tried really hard to give a gift and it didn't work. Also, he helped Lala promote her brand.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to James and kind of settled him down after he got kind of riled. I think he handled it a little better. And I think, you know what? Talking about how Sandoval is so in love with, or talking about how Schwartz is so in love with Sandoval, it gives Sandoval like that upper hand, right? He's the one being sought after. We didn't have Sandoval going, I miss Schwartz so much.
He's like, I see him across Sandoval's in a tower, calm like letting his hair down.
Yeah, he's calm and cool and collected. He doesn't need no man to save him. He's beautiful and glammed.
I love it.
I don't know why I like the break. I think it's funny.
Because like this dump, because this fight is becoming too much.
It's not a real relationship and they broke up. Cracks. This has been a long ass episode. I apologize.
It has. It's been a minute.
Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, join our Patreon, do all that fun stuff. Summer House is in 2 weeks. So start looking for that. I don't know. Did I get it all?
All the stuff.
Happy New Year.
Almost. But yeah.
Bye-bye.
2022. Here we come.
We are in this till at least 2024. So look out.
Thanks, bye-bye. Guys.